Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to Points in the Paint here on Stadium. We're back after a week vacation, a week hiatus.
Yeah, a week hiatus. We let the people that was, you know, enjoying the Super Bowl enjoy the Super Bowl.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? We commemorated our good friend Dave King.
Again,
yes. We want to send our condolences to, you know, to his family and friends over at Brightside Sun.
Yeah, we thought it would be a good remembrance to have his episode run that we had him back in October.
Yep.
So hopefully everyone enjoyed that. But we're back, Zach. We're back.
We are.
We're technically midway through the season with the All-Star game coming up.
It's well over 41
yeah.
41 games. 41. Yeah,
we're not math people here. Games. We're not math people.
I just messed up a little bit. I am a math person.
He hates analytics. I don't understand how that works.
I'm a mathlete kind of person, but I hate analytics for sure. But hey, I just know that. All I know is this. Three is worth more than two, but two is worth more than zero.
All right. Well, think about that. Marinate with that one, folks. See what he thinks he means. But yeah, we're excited. We've got Evan on the ones and twos. He's going to join us in a bit because we have picks. We have predictions. We have thoughts on the NBA All-Star game. That's the entirety of our first block, Zach. And if you just want to get, we can just get right into it. Also follow us on these lovely social media
channels.
Yes, sir. We got clips and shorts on YouTube as well that'll be coming out.
Yep. TikTok, Instagram.
We got a whole bunch of stuff. Argue with us, love us, whatever you want to do. Tell us in the comments because we'll put your comments in the show for everyone to see. So, boys, let's get into it. All-Star weekend in Indy.
Yes, sir. 2024. It's not too far away from us.
Not too far away from us. I might be headed down there to check stuff out.
That's what I heard. I tried to get in on the mix, but you know what I'm saying? Our good friend Willie, you know, who gives out the schedule every day.
Shout out Willie.
He said he just couldn't get me an extra pass this year. But
the
that's
NBA
okay.
wants to silence us. That's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's okay.
NBA
that's
wants to right. silence us.
We send in two people anyway. Shout out to Cam. Shout out to Adam.
So we'll have a lot of stuff from Cam, and we'll have a lot of stuff Adam helping Cam out. So be on the lookout on the socials for that. But it's time to make predictions. It really is. It's prediction time because, of course, we have to pick. We have a lot of things to pick from. Three-point contest, dunk contest, skills challenge, who's going to win the All-Star MVP. Let's just start it up with some predictions. We'll start with skills contest, Zach.
We've
got some fun teams going on with the skills contest.
Yeah, they did it a little interesting this year. I think they picked up from what they did last year with, like, the home team that's going to be representing in the NBA All-Star game.
Yes,
so like last year it was Cleveland. So this year it'll be Team Pacers. And then it'll be like Team All-Stars, the three All-Stars, who I'm picking to win the Skills Challenge. I think they got a lot of speed. And I think you need a lot of speed in the
Team
Skills
All-Stars.
Challenge and a lot of precision passes. And they got some guys at the guard level that can make some good passes. And so I think Team All-Star is
going to
be
okay.
the team that comes out on top with the All-Star Skills Challenge. Because, you know, Tyrese Maxey, man, he's going to be, you know what I'm saying, fast-paced, getting that bounce pass through the little hole or whatever that they got to do, get the layup real quick.
It changes all every year, it seems like.
Yep.
But you got to be able to shoot. You have to be able to pass. You have to be quick. That's why I like the Team Pacers. Let's go with the hometown kids. I love it. You have Tyrese Halliburton. He's talented. He's skillful. And Benedict Mathurin, of course, talented, skillful, can shoot. Both those guys can shoot. Miles Turner. Put up some shots. And
I guess he's gonna make your half court shot.
You know, I think he can.
Okay.
He's got the strength. So I'm gonna go ride with the Team Pacers, hometown. They're gonna be ready. They want to show
Cleveland
out.
Won
that makes
last
sense.
Year.
Yeah. Cleveland. Yeah. See, they it's the first contest of the night, I believe.
Yeah.
So they're going to want to show up and be strong about it.
We'll see.
Team Pacers.
What you got, Evan?
Evan, what you like?
I like how we went with every option here, guys, because I went team top picks. Because each team,
you got Wimby, right?
Yeah, they got Wimby. So Paolo, and you know, Wimby, you would think, he's not going to be able to do. He can handle the ball like crazy for a big guy. You got Paolo, you got Anthony Edwards. Like you're
kind of got some dudes. Though,
yeah, you got some dudes who can pass, can shoot. So I'm thinking they got this one.
Ooh, top pick for Anthony Edwards too, and you got Wimby. Man, Wimby's going to be able to just Trout all the way with the big long steps. Just go coast to coast and get your layup or get your dunk. And then probably shooting a half court shot probably won't be too much for him. So yeah. I think if I wasn't going to pick the All-Stars with my boy Tyrese Maxey leading the way, I think I was going to lean towards the top picks. But I went on ahead and went team All-Stars.
All right, I like it. We all have a different team. Yeah. You know, that's pretty good. I think that's what we can run with. We'll go to the three-point contest next, which is slowly becoming, I think, a lot of people's favorite contest.
Over the dunk contest, which is pretty shameful. Stale. It's pretty shameful. And I got something to say about the dunk contest. We'll get into that later.
I do too. I have something to say for the weekend. But let's go to three-point contest.
Yes, sir.
Prediction. Zach, back to you. Who do you love?
Ooh, who do I like in the three-point shooting contest? I'm going with the defending champion, if I'm being honest. I'm going to go with the defending champion, Damian Lillard. You know what I'm saying? It's name time. Yeah. And I also feel like he needs to redeem himself from the season he's kind of had shooting the ball from three. I think he needs to remind people he still is Dame time and can still knock down those key shots. But it's going to start right here in the three-point contest and hopefully turn over the momentum into the rest of the season.
I think Dame's a good choice, and it's obviously probably maybe the correct choice. But I think mine is definitely the correct choice.
Definitely, it's great.
We're gonna go with a guy who has a little bit of a chip on his shoulder.
Chip on the shoulder. What kind of chips are we talking?
A little aggressive chips. Some aggressive chips that makes you play well. And it's Jalen Brunson. Little Jalen Brunson action to win the 3-point contest.
You got the Demon Spice chip or whatever chip that was. The Diablo chip.
I think he's gonna come in. People have been talking about him. Hey, he should have been a starter. He should have been someone. This should have been doing that. But listen, last two seasons he's shot 40% or more from 3-point land. Dame's having a down year.
Brunson's having a great year
shooting from three.
Wow.
I think this man comes in, chip on his shoulder. Not a lot of people talking about him for this contest. Surprises everyone. Goes off. Wins it.
I just don't think he shoots fast enough. I don't know if he'll make it through all the balls.
It's too slow. Slow and steady wins the race. That's what
not
I
when
say.
There's a ticker.
Evan, who do you like?
I'm with Zach on this one. Yeah. Dame time. This is the year of back-to-back winning things. So Dame's winning this 2 years in a row. Easy money.
No respect for good old Jalen. No respect for Jalen Brunson. All right, let's move on to what is the next contest we have? The dunk contest?
Slam dunk.
Saturday Night Live. Slam dunk contest. What we got?
We hope and we pray, as we always do, that it is a fun dunk contest, because usually for the last like 10 years, there's maybe three or four that have been fun, which is 30-40%. That's a failing grade. That's a failing grade. That's an F. So hopefully this is a good one. Grade. You got a lot of good players. You got actually like a big star player in Jalen Brown.
Jalen Brown, right? I was actually happy about that, being that he actually had the opportunity to come in and actually say, okay, we haven't had a star or all-star for that matter really enter the dunk contest in a while. Let's make it happen, Captain. And Jalen Brown did that. So kudos to Mr. Can't Go Left.
And who's your Jaylen pick Brown. Then going into that one?
Oh, yeah. Mr. Jalen Brown, JB. I got to go ahead and go with the star, the all-star. I can't pick them other dudes. I know the Matt McClung, he coming off the victory, you feel me? But them dudes ain't even in the league, right? So I can't even see that. Can't even see them play on a nightly basis. The other cat from Miami, I'm not even going to get into that. I probably only seen him dunk like twice this whole season. So for him to be in a dunk contest is kind of crazy. I saw the alley-oop he caught, the two-hand flush. You know what I'm saying? He had his good forearm over the rim. I saw it. He can get up.
Yeah.
I just don't know if he dunk contest worthy.
Well, you know who is dunk contest worthy? Who has a proven leader, a proven winner, is Mac McClung.
Oh, my gosh.
I know you were making fun of him, but listen,
White
Mac McClung.
White man can jump.
Yeah, he's 6'2". He's already won the dunk contest. I think this guy, all he does, he spends his time in the G League, so all he's doing is think about the dunk contest.
Okay.
You know, this is his moment. This is the big time. He's putting a lot of energy, a lot of effort into this moment, and I think it's going to show out during the dunk contest. Jalen Brown, you know, how into it? How into it is he going to be? That's what I'm wondering.
I mean, he
how
put himself
it?
Out there, how right? Into no, it? He put his name out there. Now, you can't be mad at that, right? We got a star, finally, in the dunk contest, right?
We do. Just, yep. I do hope it goes well for him so more stars do it, but I think Mac McClung is my
winner.
And I
think that's the biggest thing.
Yeah. Who do you like, Evan?
And that's why I'm picking Jalen Brown. I mean, to get more stars, a star has to win. So I think he's
maybe
got
it's rigged.
I mean, it might be.
Maybe it's rigged for Jalen Brown.
Maybe it's rigged?
Yeah.
Ooh-wee.
That's an interesting one. Yeah. I don't know. You also have Jacob Toppin. We didn't mention him.
Exactly, because it's like,
he's all right.
He's not even in the NBA. And if he is, he's barely in the NBA, two-way contract, that sort of thing. So I don't know what to expect from him. I've seen some people throughout the week you know, since simmering his name around as like a sleeper to, you know, go out there and get the job done in a dunk contest. But I just don't believe in Jakob Toppin. Give me Obi Toppin. If you add Obi Toppin in the mix, I'd take Obi Toppin twice on Sunday.
I like it. All right, let's quickly go through MVP, Zach. MVP for the All-Star game.
MVP for the All-Star game, I'm going with the smooth man. You know what I'm saying? Smooth criminal. That's SGA, baby. Yeah. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. He was going off this week already with a couple 30-point games. I think he's going to keep that momentum in full swing. Now, I know Jason Tatum, I think, won it last year. I think he had like 50 points, too. I think SGA might go out there and get a little smooth, like 40, 45.
Like that.
But a sleeper for it is a guy off the bench in the East, Ben. I like Donnie. If SGA don't get it, I like Donnie off the bench. Donovan Mitchell.
Wow. Interesting. All right, I'm going to go with Kevin Durant. I think the haters and the losers are talking a lot about Kevin Durant this season, how he can't do this, can't do that. A lot of people have been kind of chirping at him.
I saw it.
He's going to come out the All-Star game and put up buckets. Okay. Evan, what do you like?
I like Luka. He's trying to push for an MVP because I feel like the MVP is more open than it has been in a long time. How no better way to start it off than, you know, winning this MVP?
That's very true.
I'm not mad at that.
All right, we're going to take a break, but we have gripes. We have issues. We're going to talk gripes with the NBA All-Star Weekend, that's and fair. We're also going to catch up with some rookies. There's rookies doing
some
stuff.
Rookie watch.
Some big
doing
one. Other than
things.
Wemby, too. We'll talk Wemby, but other than that, that's all coming up next.
And we are back on Points in the Paint podcast, the TV show, however you want to describe us nowadays. That's all good and dandy. Make sure you follow all those lovely social handles that you see on the screen. We got Evan, our main man on the ones and twos, Ben Winstein. Bro, I heard you got some gripes about the All-Star game.
Ooh, do we have some gripes, Zach? Of course, with everything going on with the All-Star game, it's great stuff. We love it. We love to talk about it, vouch for it, and advertise for it. But there's issues.
Okay.
There's serious issues
serious
with the All-Star
issues.
Game. And somehow they keep coming up every single year. Mm. And you know us. We like to gripe about stuff. So we figured we'd
gripe
a little bit. I do. I'm a griper. I'm a griper. So let's have some gripes. So, first of all.
Okay, I'm listening. I'm listening. I'm locked
can
in.
Can we please stop changing the format of the All-Star game?
Okay.
We're back this season to East versus West, which I think worked for a bit.
That's
it
fine.
Worked in the 2000s.
I'm not really mad at that.
It was fun. Yeah. I'm not mad that we're doing it again. However.
I'll ask you one question real quick.
Yeah, please.
How do you feel if the winner between East and West got home court advantage in the NBA Finals like they used to in the MLB back in the day? How would you feel about that? Just put you on the spot real quick.
I wouldn't mind it.
Okay.
I wouldn't mind it. I think that could be a fun way to make it a little bit more interesting.
You know,
for at least
saying?
Some of them.
So, number one seed and all that won't even matter no more come playoff time.
Yeah.
Whoever we had.
I think that might be like the break glass in case of emergency for the NBA. Like if this NBA All-Star game is kind of boring and bad, maybe that's what they do because they need to make changes.
Public competition. It makes you guys play more, play harder. Maybe it's more competitive.
Yeah. I love the Elam ending. I did. I thought it was interesting. You always had a game-winning shot, which
that's
is
true.
Awesome. You always have that. And the All-Star game where they first instituted it in Chicago was probably the best All-Star game I have watched ever.
In a while?
Maybe in a while. But it was like interesting. It was down to the wire. You had the stars going hard. You had a review. They wanted to review a play. You had challenges. You had timeouts.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It was
so
the best.
Okay, I'm with
it
you.
Was the best All-Star game in a long time, if ever, because of the Elam ending. And I don't know why they took that out. Last year's got a little bit boring, and I don't know if that was an issue, but I love the Elam ending. I think they should have kept it. I hate the constant changes that they have to the format because it gets people less interested.
So you don't like the Elam ending.
I love the Elam ending. I think they should do it.
Oh, you love it.
I want the Elam ending because
can't get enough
game-winning shot every time. It seemed the players were into it, but maybe they change for home court advantage and you have the Elam ending. Put together, sparks are going to fly.
Not mad at that. For me, I just want more stars, like we mentioned last block, in the dunk contest.
Yes.
Simple and plain. That's all I would like. You know what I'm saying? I think Jaylen Brown, if he goes out here and he wins it or at least is a finalist in this scenario, I think it may have an opportunity for other guys to potentially join and say, okay, I can do this. If I know I can come in and I got some elite dunks, I got a nice package lined up for the first four dunks, then I can maybe, you know what I'm saying, get a John Morant involved.
Everyone wants LeBron to do it, and I understand LeBron.
He's 39
really fun. He's
already lied to us 12, 13, 14, 15 years ago and told us he was going to do it.
Yeah.
He didn't do it. I'm not looking forward to it.
No. It would be cool for more stars to do it. I think they look at it as just unnecessary. You probably have more of a downside than you have an upside.
I honestly think they're scared to lose.
Yeah.
I just think some of them are afraid to lose.
100%.
You have
more of a
downside. They have to incentivize it more.
They do.
They have to give players more money or something.
$1 million to win it.
$1 million?
I mean, we saw what happened in the midseason tournament.
That's true.
So
Just get the money rolling. Just get the money rolling.
Get the cash going. I love it. All right, Evan, what do you want to change?
Kind of back to what you were saying, Ben. I just don't love the lack of the effort in the game. Like, yeah. If they had some reason to play harder, it would be a little bit more fun. I mean, they just run down the court and jack up threes from half court. Like, I don't know. Like Ben said, last year was a little bit boring for me. I just want to see them play a little bit harder and make it a little more entertaining game overall.
Yeah, not no defense all the way until what, the fourth
quarter?
Fourth quarter.
Which I'm okay with as long as they start playing at some point. But it looked like they just didn't care.
Yeah.
And it needs to be close. The game needs to be close, which you have no control over. But
yeah, almost 400 points in this game ain't going to really get it done.
Yeah. Yo. All right, we wanted to go into a rookie watch, catch up with some rookies, because everyone's talking about Wemby. We'll talk about Wemby for a second.
Yeah.
But there's other rookies, other stuff going on for our rookie watch. So why don't you start us off? What are some things people should be looking at for these rookies?
So obviously you mentioned Victor Wembanyama.
We love Wemby, yeah.
10-block triple dub, you know what I'm saying? He going crazy. No doubt about it. Man, look at them odds up there, man. You see them odds up there?
I do.
Why is Shet? Look at Shet, bro. Shet, +520.
Yeah.
I think he's clear-cut rookie of the year. Now, I know Wimby's doing a lot of amazing things, probably averaging like 29 rebounds, about 4-5 blocks a night. I'm probably
70 points a game.
I'm probably exaggerating the blocks.
He's a 70-30-20 guy.
You know what I'm saying? But I just think Shet impact on a winning franchise, a winning organization right now in Oklahoma City Thunder being, I think that should have more credit, at least, towards winning the rookie of the year. You know what I'm saying? For Shet Holmgren, because he's averaging with about around 17, maybe a game, 8 rebounds, some along there. But the Oklahoma City Thunder are legit, and they've been legit all season. Top 3 team. They're flirting around 1-3 all season. Man, I don't understand it. My man Shet should get some love.
Yeah, I think this is a tough one because usually for these rookies of the year competition, you don't really have the rookies on very good teams, so you never have the conversation where it's like, all right, which rookie's playing on the best team, because it never usually matters. But right now, it kind of matters. You have a top 3 team in the West that's kind of being led by this guy. He's, you know, number 2, number 3 on the team in terms of who they're going to go to in star power. That should be rookie of the year, especially at that number, +520. Well, we got to get a little bit more respect for Chet.
A little bit
more respect for Chet over here. I know Wemby's got the headlines and they're putting him on national television, but man, that team is awful.
Spurs are pretty bad. But I mean, just taking a step further, right? We see the rookie of the year race as a two-man race right now. Mm-hmm. But there's been other dudes, I think, who have kind of come along and kind of got their groove in this NBA season so far. My man's Brandon Miller. It took a while, Ben. You know what I'm saying? That was what, number three pick in the draft from the Hornets? It took him a while to kind of get going, Ben. But Brandon Miller came out to start the new calendar year, 2024. He won Rookie of the Month in January.
That's big.
He's playing well in February. I think he's averaging like around 22 to 24 points a game this month in February right now. So he's playing well, and I got to give credit to that. But then, it's another dude, being that, you know what I'm saying? You remember we talking about this like a month ago with Scoot Henderson. He talking about he felt like the rookie of the year race wasn't over. Bro, I don't even know if you in the group chat.
He's 500-1. 500-1 right now. If you want to bet on Scoot, last place, sit down there.
Like, he's struggling.
It's tough with the injury. I mean, with him being in and out of the lineup, that's tough.
Too.
But I mean, this is a team on Portland where he could thrive because they're just kind of seeing what they have right now. You know, this is not really a team that's trying to win anything. They're very much in let's see what we have mode between Simons and Scoot and seeing how they kind of mix with DeAndre Ayton. Doesn't seem going great for DeAndre Ayton.
Who's stuck in his parking lot probably or in his driveway still right now because of the snow.
Man didn't want to come to a game because it was snowing. Hopefully, if he ever comes to Chicago, he's in trouble.
Okay?
He's in trouble.
No, it was just hilarious. But I think Scoot will probably get his groove at some point.
Yeah, it takes a while to kind of figure it out for some rookies. Yeah. But when they figure it out, by the end of the season, they may find their groove.
Brandon Miller.
Yeah, Brandon Miller. There we go. All right, we're going to take a quick break on the other side. Points in the paint versus the internet.
Mm-hmm.
We're going top five. We have a list. Stay tuned for that. Welcome back. Points in the paint.
Podcast, TV show, baby. Yeah.
Get it on Apple, Spotify,
wherever
Stadium.
You get it. Oh,
YouTube.
Yeah. Download that Stadium app, too. Yeah.
We got the new app.
We done waited all show to tell the people that. Make sure you download the Stadium app so you can catch us on the weekend. All you got to do is put your phone out. I ain't got to hear about nobody asking me, well, what channel y'all on? I ain't got to hear that no more. We got an app right now. Download the Stadium app. Just plain and simple. Yeah. And then you can just watch us on your phone over the weekend. Good time.
And you
good
can
time.
Comment on stuff. We'll be in the comments.
And heck, submit a video if you want to be on the show.
Look at that right there. Perfect. Yeah. We love it. All right, boys. We're going to the All-Star break, which means we wanted to make a list. Top five teams heading into the All-Star break.
Yes,
five hot teams that we like, that we think are playing well, that we think have a chance to do well in the second half of the season. Zach, what do you like?
Ooh-wee, listen. I know I'm going to get some gripe because some of these teams may be out of order depending on who you asked. You know what I'm saying? But listen, I'm starting off it real high. We just talked about this team in this last block, and I'm going with, plain and simple, Oklahoma City Thunder, baby, twice on Sunday. That's the best team in NBA to me right now because they find multitude of ways to win. It's not the Boston Celtics where, okay, they're winning right now, but for me being, the reason why the Boston Celtics are winning so much is because of that three ball. You know what I'm saying? They're shooting it well. They shoot it often, but I think they may run into a situation where they end up like that Houston Rockets team where they miss over 20 straight threes and lost in a playoff series. I think that's somewhere where they can trend in that direction being with the Boston Celtics. So that's why I don't have them as the best team, but the number two team in the NBA. Clippers. I know. Look at me. Man, we don't even supposed to be talking how good the Clippers are.
I know.
We are on
wasn't expecting it to be here at all.
We aren't even on that side of the fence in terms of, pick a side and stay there. We are on the wrong side of history in terms of how well the Clippers are playing and how we basically just pooped all over them when they lost their first, five or six games. So we got to sit
apologies.
There and say,
apologies.
We got to sit there and say the Clippers are a top three team in the NBA. Denver Nuggets.
Nuggets, love it. Of course.
I know.
You can't take them out.
You probably would want them higher, maybe. I don't know. But I just feel like they've been on and off so far this season. So I'm going to go and roll with, because they went out and got blown
out. It's possible
I
left them off my list. So.
Ooh, wait. That's kind of crazy. But I got the Bucks at five.
Love it.
By default, because it aren't too many great teams out there. And they're coming off a blowout against Miami where they got pummeled. So I don't even know like the direction or consistency of this team's going to look like after All-Star break. But they're my 15.
All right, so my list, I'm looking at it now. I did leave the Nuggets off. And it's only because I wanted to highlight the top five hottest teams going into the break. Now, the Nuggets, to me, are still a top five team in the NBA.
That's fair.
They're possibly top three. But when looking at just teams who are catching fire, getting good towards the All-Star break, this is my list. The Celtics, of course, you know, they're sitting at the top of the East. We know how good that team is. And I think you and I have the same issue with them with – Come playoff time, I don't know if we can fully trust them.
That's
so
why
that's
I
the
left
biggest
them
issue.
Off, right? Yeah. I left the Wolves off for that very reason.
Same. That's the biggest issue. Yep. Yeah, can't trust them. Well, I like the Timberwolves. The defense is going to be interesting come playoff time.
Mm-hmm.
Clippers, the same thing. The big three has suddenly come together. It looks great in L.A. That team looks really good. They're going to be very hard to beat in the series. Cavaliers have been playing well as well.
You did put them up
Cavaliers
there.
Cavaliers are playing well. They, you know, whatever happened, they flipped the script. They're playing well. Yep. And then I have the Thunder as my number five, of course. Okay. Evan, quickly yours. What do you love?
Real quick, I agree with you on a few of them. Celtics, you just can't keep them out of the number one spot, in my opinion.
Yes, you can.
I mean, I get with the three-point shooting and everything you said, but they're just so good.
They are good.
The Nuggets, I mean, I just don't see anyone beating them in the West right now, so I put them second. Then I put the Clippers third. Thunder, they're hot right now, like you said.
They really
again,
are.
The Cavs, like
both
they're
both are riding high with the Cavs.
Yeah,
riding
I mean, high. They're fully healthy now, and
they look good.
They look
good.
Fully healthy.
They look good. They got Evan. They got Darius Garland. They got Donnie
they
over
got
here
some
dropping
pieces,
30, 40
some
points.
Some offense
oh, I see
and defense.
It. That's going to conclude this edition of the Points in the Paint podcast, presented by Stadium. We appreciate you watching. Make sure you download the Stadium app to see these lovely faces over the weekend, and you will hear from us next week. Enjoy the All-Star game.